God says to Abraham, take your son, go and sacrifice him on the mountain. Abraham looks at his wife, he looks at his servants, and he says, me and my son are going up to the mountain to worship. God calls it sacrifice, and Abraham calls it worship. And that's the first time we hear about worship in the Bible. That's how worship was introduced to us. It had nothing to do with the song. When worship was introduced, it had everything to do with sacrifice. It had everything to do with sacrifice. Everything to do with sacrifice. Sacrificing feelings, sacrificing emotions, sacrificing pride, sacrificing the wrong relationships, sacrificing jealousy in obedience to the word of God. I'm a worshiper myself, right? I'm a worship leader. But most of the time, what you find in churches, you actually find that according to the Bible, we have more worshipers this side than this side of the stage. Because worship is not the song. Worship is the continuous sacrifice you make for God every day of your life. Every day of your life. If you are not a worshiper from Monday to Saturday, then Sunday morning does not make you a worshiper. So I don't know this morning if we can lift up our hearts more than our songs. That God can hear our hearts more than our voices. Because worship comes from the heart. David says, create in me a clean heart that I may worship you. This is a skillful worshiper. But when he presents his heart, he doesn't do it through the harp. When he presents his worship, he doesn't do it through a song. He says, God, fix my heart so that I'm able to worship you. So if your heart is not right, you're not a worshiper. But when you lift up your hands and you open up your mouth, before he listens to your song, he looks at your heart. Yeah. So this morning, can we lift up our hearts to God? Can we lift up our hearts to God? When you lift your hands, also lift your heart. When you lift your voice, also lift your heart, that God may receive our worship. Oh God.
With lifted hands, we worship you.
Church, say,
with all we have, with all we have,
we worship. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
With all we have, with Lord, we worship. With all we have, with glory to God, glory to God, with all we
we worship. Levites and the Seraphites, we join the elders as they are casting their crowns and they bow before the throne of thrones and they cry holy and they cry holy and they cry holy and we cry holy and we cry holy and we cry holy and we cry we cry holy. We cry holy, 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 we cry holy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Lord, we worship. Lord, we worship. Lord, we worship. Itamanda de Adamaya. Itenaka Adamaya. In the Maya.
The presence of the Lord is in this place. presence of the Lord is in this place. Father, we thank you for your tangible presence in this place. We thank you, Lord, for you are here with us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we give you the praise and adoration even in this morning, Lord, as we are gathered here to hear from you. We pray, my God, that may you speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to us in ways that we know not, Heavenly Father. Speak to our broken hearts, mend our souls, Lord, we gather here today. I'm praying that every Father, for everyone who is under the sound of my voice, may they hear from you, Lord, as we speak, Lord. I'm here presenting myself, Lord, as a servant, Lord. I'm presenting myself as a vessel of clay, and I'm saying, Lord, may you speak and use me, Lord, in ways that I don't know. In the mighty name of Jesus, we appreciate your tangible presence that is here with us this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, can we all say amen?